Welcome, my friends, to Shaking the Salt with Dr. Peppers. At the end of the message, stay tuned if you want to contact me for any reason, including prayers. Thank you, and I'm Dr. Peppers, Shaking the Salt. Here we go. Hey, what's the matter with you? Are you blind? I don't know about you, but we hear this a lot. And, you know, most people would say, don't make fun of the blind. And it's not just about the making fun of. It's really to those who are blind, it's offensive. And how do I know this? My brother-in-law has been blind since birth. And yet he went on to get his college degree, going to and from classes, old school, back at the University of Alabama in the 70s. And he also was an IBM specialist for his whole career. On top of that, his wife, who ended up being a drug addict, left their little son, actually as a baby, with my brother-in-law, and he raised him by himself. She is deceased, no longer with us, but my brother-in-law continues in faith to walk steadfast. He's questioned, of course, why was I born blind? There's a great scripture in the Bible because they're saying if you were born blind, somebody must have sinned. One of them, either the mother or the father. And so particularly, this was the scripture. As Jesus and his disciples were walking along, he saw a man who had been blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" And Jesus said, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him." Wow. You know, sometimes I'm thinking of people in particular like Johnny Erickson Tata, who was injured in a diving accident when she was a teenager. And she has said that her wheelchair, as she is a quadriplegic, her wheelchair has become her pulpit. Because she is able to say, look what has happened to me, and I am still doing this, and here's how we find peace with God, and whatever your issue is. And each one of us has something. Some of us were bullied as kids because we were chubby, and some were bullied because they were short or tall and lanky or whatever it was. You know, even old Four Eyes used to make fun of people because they wore glasses. Does that mean that your parents sinned? No, absolutely not. And this is a great example of what Jesus did. He healed the man. And as he did, many of the others wanted the healing as well. When you first come to know Christ as your Savior, many people will say, "Wow, what has happened to you? You seem so happy and joyous." And to me, they say, "You look like you've lost half of you," because I pretty much have. And I had lost over 100 pounds. That becomes a draw for me to be able to tell them that it wasn't about a diet. Yes, I did start eating healthy. It wasn't about an exercise program, although I swim almost every day. And it wasn't about some magic voodoo pill or having my stomach stapled or bypass surgery. None of that did I do. Mine was a spiritual issue where I found solace and delight in cookies. I think when I was little and I used to get in trouble and they'd see me crying in the corner, my grandmother, of course, and I think my mom too, maybe even my dad, would give me a cookie or, "Come here, sweetie, let's go sit in here and have a little piece of cake." And I found that that was where I went for my joy. And I found that that was so wrong because it was actually doing the opposite of what it was intended to do. And if you're searching and seeking for something greater, something better, don't ask, "What did I do to deserve this? Where did this get started? Who caused this? I was a child that was abandoned. I was," and there are many reasons. And as a teacher, I would often say, they're not excuses, they're explanations. An excuse is where you make something up and you try to justify it. But an explanation is something where you actually had something that happened that contributed to the whole situation that you're talking about. So my brother-in-law, did he do anything? No, he was born blind. Did his parents sin? No, it actually happened as a somewhat of an accident because he was a twin and still is. And his other twin, my other brother-in-law, was not born blind. But because they were born prematurely at the time, they gave them extra oxygen, and his had the oxygen scorching his eyes. And that is the explanation for it. Now, can he go back and change that? No. Has he sought medical help? Yes. Was there ever a hope that maybe eyesight could be restored? Some can, but not his. And he's now in his 60s, and he is resigned to that fact. He's worked out a system how to find his money and how to deal with, you know, people. And anyway, the whole point of what I'm talking about is that I just hate it when I hear people making fun of other people, condemning them, especially for a situation that they can't help. Me, being 100 pounds overweight, people would say the opposite. Well, if it was a cancer or if she were born blind or deaf, that would be different. But you can help what you do when you overeat and you just eat all this junk food and you just force it down. You're just a pig. I heard a lot of that. And that's partially true because nobody forced me to eat the food. Nobody made me fat. But it became my solace and my refuge. That's not an excuse. That's my explanation. My new explanation is I had to learn to eat right, to exercise, to find other ways to cope with my issues and problems. And the main reason that I really and truly lost the weight and the weight of the world was because of my God, who so loved the world, including me, that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. My friend, whatever it is you run to find solace, to find hope, to be comforted, whether it's drugs, alcohol, food, a person, a place, whatever it is, if it's not helping you but hindering you, have you really tried Jesus? Have you really said, okay, God, I'm going to step out in faith that this is your Son and that he did die for me. And I'm inviting you, Jesus, to come into my heart. And if you're real, I'll know it. And if you're not, then I'm out of here. My friend, you don't have to test him. Just try it. Just try it. Taste and see. Oh, is he good? He fills up all of those places that I tried to fill with other people and places and food and drugs and alcohol myself. But there was only one, and I invite you to know him as well. I'm Dr. Pepper, shaking the salt. Thanks for staying on, my friend. If you would like to contact me, visit saltandlightministry.com. If you want to share your story with me, ask a question, have me come speak to your group, or maybe just request prayer. Once again, saltandlightministry.com. Thanks and God bless.